We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Daryl, I want to play this clip for you. I don't know if you heard it. Charles Robinson of Yahoo, as you know, very connected NFL reporter, was on with Baskin and Phelps today. And he said this about what the Browns are working on right now before the draft. Let's
hear it. You can go ahead and remember that I reminded you the draft isn't here yet. There's still other things, you know, that can happen with the Cleveland Browns. You guys know I keep things close to the vest, and I'm really good at keeping my mouth shut when I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut. But I just say, look, you know, the draft is coming, and fans should be excited about that. But, you know, look, do I think the team is in full draft mode right now? No. Do I think that there are other ways that the team could make itself better? Yes. Do I think that, you know, the team is going to make itself better before the draft? Yes.
Sounds to me like he knows something there, Daryl. He didn't say specifically what it is. But and you know, there's a longer clip. I just wanted to play a short one for you. But he is highly confident that the Browns are going to make a move here before the draft.
Well, I mean, I think that if they were to make a move, Bull, it would involve the 26th pick in the draft to bring in somebody that can come in and, you know, maybe, you know, contribute at an extremely high level right away, because that's the type of player you would want for, you know, that pick.
That's interesting, Daryl. I hadn't really thought of it either. We hadn't really discussed that, the possibility of them trading the 26th pick for a proven player. I would think that would be a trade that would happen on draft night, that a team wouldn't give up a proven player for the 26th pick this early. But I guess it's possible, you know. But I had thought of it more as a free agent. But that's interesting.
Yeah,
you think something like could happen in that vein, huh?
Yeah, and you know, we get caught up in free agency, and you just go out and, you know, sign a bunch of players. But I mean, listen, when John Dorsey was here, I think he set an NFL record for trades over an 18-month period, right? Andrew Berry has proven that he's willing to wheel and deal and make trades to improve the team. We certainly saw it, you know, before the season. You know, bringing in Ronnie Harrison, I thought was a great trade late last August. So, this is the time to explore those opportunities. And, you know, while I'm a proponent of, you know, the need to use your first-round pick right now in this window of contention so you get a guy that you have 5 years of control at a relatively manageable financial figure, both as far as from a cash out the door perspective as well as a salary cap perspective, you're in a window of contention right now. And so draft picks do not matter to me if I'm Andrew Berry right now as much as they mattered 3-4 years ago, because the goal is not to win in the NFL draft and make the most picks. Remember, the Browns have 9 of those selections at their disposal. The goal is to try and win a Super Bowl. So if there's a deal out there to be made that involves number 26 that can bring in a guy that can help get the Browns to that next level, I mean, Andrew Berry's not doing his job if he does not explore those opportunities.
And there's multiple picks in later rounds, too, for this draft as well. And now you have me thinking a little bit.
Yeah, a couple of threes and fours, I believe.
Exactly right, yes. And so now I'm thinking. I'm like, now it seems like you opened up a limitless amount of possibilities for me here. My brain immediately says, all right, maybe Stephon Gilmore, maybe Marshawn Lattimore. Like, there's several names that pop up then.
Khalil Mack?
I mean, really, the world is our oyster here, right? Like, there's a lot of possibilities. If it was you, and using the first round pick. Is there anybody you'd identify? Anybody you would particularly go after or no?
I don't necessarily have anyone on my wish list, but it would absolutely, Jonathan, have to be somebody that was under club control, that can come in and have a tremendous amount of impact immediately. Whereas, you know, when you're looking at, you know, 26th pick, those later picks in the draft, and you look at what Barry did in free agency, the impact that that player is going to have is not nearly as much as if you go out and you make a trade. So that's why you would consider, you know, making such a move.
Khalil Mack's got a lot of money on the books. I don't know if they would go in that direction, but anyway,
Now they have about just over $14 million in salary cap room. Now, if you subtract the $8 million of cap space for the draft class, okay, that leaves them with about $6 million in salary cap space and change. So there's some maneuverability here still.
Yeah. And they could, I still don't believe there's any way they're going to pay Sheldon Richardson $13 million.
There are things that can be done to manipulate that cap and create space and all that. The really good GMs, and I do believe that Andrew Berry is a very good GM, the really good GMs know how to work that without compromising the integrity of the football team and the core of the team, I should say. So I'm not nearly as worried about tight cap space right now as some might be. I'm just giving you the figures as they presently stand.
Right.
But yeah, I still think he's got plenty of flexibility to do whatever he wants to improve the team.
Darryl, today J.C. Treader apparently told the rank and file that they should all boycott off-season activities, that the union wants to have virtual off-season. I think he's right. There's no reason to have in-person when you still have players that are just starting to be able to get vaccinated because of their age, depending on where they live or where they are.
Right. Indians just got vaccinated this week.
Some of them? Well, not every player.
Not the ones that chose to. Half that chose to got it on Tuesday, and then the other half that chose to got it yesterday.
Right. And so I'm saying it makes sense. Do the virtual offseason and then have it where we get a normal training camp. Let's just prepare for a normal training camp. Keep the offseason virtual. Let the players stay away. Let them get their vaccines. Hopefully, most of them will choose to do it. It probably will end up being 60, 70%. Maybe it's a little higher. Hopefully, it's higher than that. And by July, certainly any player that wants it is going to be vaccinated, fully vaccinated by then. And let's plan for a normal training camp. There's no reason to have off-season activities this year, I think. It should all be virtual again. I think he's right.
I agree with JC 100%. And here's what we learned last year. And as someone that covers the NFL and covers the Browns, I realize what I'm saying and how contradictory it is, you know, for my job. But here's what we learned last year. OTAs aren't nearly as important as we in the media make them out to be. I think because the product last year was good. Okay. So here's what I think it needs to be going forward. If you're a free agent, a player coming off an injury, a quarterback, or first-year head coach, then you have the OTAs, right? Otherwise, we'll see everything's virtual, and we'll see at the mini camp in June. You know, have everyone get together for a week in June, and then go on summer vacation, and you're done. That to me is what it should be. I think that for rookies, for free agents, and teams with first-year coaching staffs. Yes, I do think that the OTAs are important so that they can teach the systems and, you know, get out on a field and kind of walk through those type of things. But again, Kevin Stefanski installed an offense and defense last year.
I don't think they should do it at all.
But I'm just saying, you know, to play it down the middle and compromise with the NFL, okay? I think that is the perfect compromise. But we learned last year. Not nearly as important as we have made it out to be over the years.
All right, Darryl, let's switch gears with the Indians then. You're hanging out at Progressive Field. The big story today, Ahmed Rosario going to bat first, play in center field. Is this something that Tito really sees as like a long-term fit for the outfield? Because this still seems like, based off of the spring training game, it still seems like quite the experiment and quite the undertaking.
And it's interesting you use the word experiment, because Tito used that word and then caught himself.
Really?
He caught himself and you know, kind of tried to, you know, backtrack it a little bit. So, you know, we're making the move with him. You know, one thing Francona mentioned is that gave him some peace of mind is he liked how Rosario tracked the baseball in spring training, wasn't overreacting to balls that were hit in his direction, which obviously is good. You know, Tito also acknowledged that he needed to get him in center field, and that he had to sit down and talk with Rosario and just say, hey, I'm sorry, but not getting you in center is costing you some playing time here, and I'm going to do what I can, you know, to get you out there. So, you know, it is a bit of, let's be honest about it, it is a bit of an audition, no question about it. All eyes will be on him with every baseball that is hit within the same zip code of him tonight. Both from my perspective as well as, I think, from that third base dugout. But, yeah, Francona really wanted to get him out there, and they want to get this kid some reps and see what he's able to do out there in center field. And they had to do it at some point, and Francona chose to do it tonight.
The Indians allowed to have a 30% attendance, of course, which is, you know, 10,000-some-odd fans, 10,500, something like that. Will those seats – I mean, it's going to be embarrassing if they can't even sell out a third of the stadium. I heard there were still tickets available. What's the situation with that?
Well, yeah, they had tickets available coming into the weekend, and they had 5,900 and change Wednesday afternoon bowl. So – but the thing is,
well, that's all it was, huh?
Yeah, it looked. But here's the thing: is it's deceiving. I said this during Brown season too, right? When they were allowed to have 12,000 fans, and I look out at First Energy Stadium and I see how the like it actually feels like there's 25 or 30,000 fans in
attention there. Media for tonight's umpire assignment,
and it is you know, spread attention out
behind home plate.
Yeah, they're giving us the umpire.
Yeah, Fairchild.
But yeah, it is you know, spread
base,
out.
Irwin Danley.
And so the park looks a little fuller
second
than
base,
your
Ryan
usual
Wills.
Small. April
base,
crowd. And the other thing that I look at with the attendance
once
is I multiply it by
field.
Three. So they had 5,000 fans, just under 6,000 fans on Wednesday. Well, I look
first.
At it as multiply it by three,
second.
And they had 18, almost 18,000 fans, which is normal for the Indians in April. So, you know, that's kind of how I'm doing it in my head is whatever the attendance, paid attendance that they announce is, I multiply it by three, and that's, you know, probably what the crowd is. And they're, you know, they're right on what their normal average is.
All right, Darryl. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks,
you
Darryl.
You got it, guys. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.